Hi, this is Lisa. I wanted to share a little bit about this tending circle that I might be doing over the summer around embodied sensuality. This is a topic that I sometimes hear women bring up, and that I also hear women shy away from because it feels it's almost like there's a double. Like a push and a pull of like, I want to explore this and also I want to run away from it because, in my opinion, because sensuality, like everything else beautiful in our culture, is so entangled with the patriarchal values of our society and culture that when we are talking about sensuality, it is often not a sensuality that feels free or grounded or beautiful or even authentic, because sensuality in our culture has been commodified like everything else and has been turned into something very unsacred and very. There can be a lot of pressure and a lot of thoughts around what sensuality should be, right? That there is a certain way to be sensual and that it's something you have to live up to. And what I want to invite in this tending circle is a space to explore what embodied sensuality means for you. And my approach to sensuality is that it's deeply sacred, that it is deeply connected to the core of us, to our inner aliveness, to who we are as humans. It is a creative energy, right? It is a life energy, and approaching it as something sacred that needs to be tended, something that we can connect deeper with, that we can get to know better, that we can hold gently and tend to gently. That is my intention for this circle and also my approach to embodied sensuality when it shows up in my client work and in my circles. My intention for this six gathering circle is to focus on deepening self-connection and creating safety in the body and in the inner world, to tap into permission giving. There is so much learned conditioning for us around what we should. And what I want us to explore here is the freedom when we learn to let that melt away. The freedom of what is my sensuality? What is my inner sensual self? What is the power that is connected to my sacred sensuality? What does that feel like in my body? That deep connection. And that profound feeling of freedom. That is what I'm inviting us to explore and tap into. We will be doing that through embodied practices and through supported embodied conversations, where we, when I say embodied conversations, I mean conversations where we bring in the body, where we keep checking in with ourselves, keep noticing what is happening in the body, how we are relating to the things that we're exploring and unraveling. I imagine that there will be quite a lot of unraveling, in the exploration within the circle because this topic is so layered, for most of us. So, the healing work around sacred sensuality, in my experience, involves a lot of unraveling, and I will gently hold space for us to do that unraveling, the untangling of the layers, the melting away of unsupported beliefs, and helping you to tap into that sacred place, the honoring, where we can really honor our sensuality in an embodied way, what it feels like to feel your essential energy, your essential powers as a woman, and what that means to you and what it looks like and feels like for you. This will be a circle of rooting deeper and of redefining and reclaiming what sensuality means for you as a woman. I don't know yet if this circle is going to happen, because this is an idea that just came to me. I haven't put this on my website. This is me putting some feelers out, and if you get back to me and you're excited, want to join this, it will happen if there are 3 to 5 women. And if it doesn't happen right now, I will offer it at a later time. So this is really up to, those of you out there listening. If you are in, please let me know that you're ready to join. If you're still considering it and want to have a chat with me first, feel free to email me or DM me on Instagram, or book a free connection call with me one-on-one. You can do that through my website. There's a booking calendar there, or just write to me and I will send you the link, and then we can have a chat first. If you have questions and just want to feel into whether this is the right circle for you. So yeah, let me know. I am here for this, and if you join me in it, we will make it happen.